Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Michael Wilding describes himself as a shoe designer, horse racing pundit and adventurer. From a theatrical background, high-end shoe designer Michael Wilding taught himself a successful system to make money from horse racing online before going on to teach other people how to do it too. He's an Infusionsoft power user and he taught me some amazing things you can do with Campaign Builder that make other internet marketers sigh with envy. In his career, he's worked as a professional actor, senior footwear designer, professional bettor and internet marketer, as well as a variety of other short-term and rather humorous jobs that you'll find him writing about occasionally on the pages of his website. His personal life has been no less exciting. He's recently got married and had a baby, and the fourth person in their family is Bibi, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Mike's passion outside work is for travel, having been to over 50 countries, and he tries to get to at least one or two more every year. During those travels, he's been chased through the streets of Bangkok, been homeless in Cape Town, and evacuated by the military from a Mexican jungle on the brink of death.
And what about your business money? Have you got any, how have you been with money all your life, and are you good with it now? Do you look after your money or do you have an accountant or something?
No, I've never been shy of spending. But at the same time, I'm always very conscious of what I'm spending it on. So I only buy things that, you know, I perceive to have value. Like, I wouldn't buy something just because I wanted it, whatever the price tag. I'm very conscious of actually if it's worth what I'm being asked for it.
Okay.
But I actually think, I mean, it's interesting you say this, because in business, with other people I've known in their businesses, one of the things that I think a lot of people are actually scared to do is invest.
Mm.
I think a lot of people are scared to invest any money into it because they're worried, as you said, we've already talked about, it may not work, which is obviously a very real and fair reason to worry about it. But if you can afford that amount of money and you know it may not work, then I actually think getting over the fear of investment is one of the biggest things. So spending money on the right things and asking yourself, actually, is it going to make me more money back? You know, and that can be either a product, but it can also be if it's, you know, outsourcing, how much is my 5 hours a week worth or my 10 hours a week worth? Is it worth spending that money because I can make more by doing something else? Whereas I think the numbers scare people, and instead of looking at it like that, they may get a course on writing killer emails, you know, how to write killer emails when you've already got 10 sitting on your computer.
Yeah.
Actually, do you need another course? Because probably all the information you need, you either know or you've got.
Mm.
So you're only getting tiny amounts out of another course that someone's going to write. Whereas actually, if you've sat down originally and gone, what am I good at? Actually, I'm not very good at writing emails. That's not my strong point, and I know that, and I'm accepting that. So in fact, it's better for me to get an outsourcer to write my emails for me, because they'll do it faster, it will take less time than me, and it's going to free me up for another 6 hours a week, during which time I can do something that I know I'm damn good at.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because I think I've been through this whole thing. I've had business, you know, online business for years and didn't outsource anything. We either learned it in-house or we did it in-house. And I think there's a bit of a gap when people are starting to make a bit of money and they're needing that money or they want that money to live on. And they're reluctant to invest, as you say, because it feels like, you know, it's the only spare cash they've got. But if they can evaluate, am I likely to make more than this back within a year? Because, you know, I think like a property investor, because that's where, you know, my background is wealth creation and learning about compound interest and return on investment through property and things. So I always think to myself, am I spending this money on something that's likely to bring me back more than this money within a year? If so, it's a 100% return on investment and it's a good deal. So
absolutely.
I mean, isn't it?
There's a really interesting saying, which I think is Japanese, or saying. It's not a saying. It's a... It's an outlook even, and that is when you look at the price of something, you should look at it from the perspective of how often you're going to use it, and divide its worth across the amount of times you're going to use it. So, for example, let's say you're going to buy a £2,000 pair of luxury shoes that you're going to wear once. That pair of shoes is going to cost you £2,000. Now I'm going to buy a car that I'm going to use, 200 days of the year for £30,000, but it's going to last me for 10 years. So I'm going to use this car 20,000 times. It's actually costing me £1 a use, whereas the shoes are costing me £2,000 a use.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
So in fact, the car is a better investment from that perspective in terms of what you're getting out of it.
Yeah, and also there's the emotional impact. I mean, when I live in the centre of a town, and when I was going through tough times, I didn't really need a car because I could go to London on the train and I could walk everywhere in the town and I could get a bus to Brighton. But actually what happened was a friend offered me her car. She offered me to rent it. And when I went to pick it up, it turned out to be a really nice Mercedes soft top. And the emotional impact of driving a lovely car like that, even if I only drive it twice a week, was quite dramatic. So absolutely. I think you've got to weigh up the emotional benefits as well. And having a nice, a holiday, that's another thing, isn't it? I mean, you I don't need to convert you to the holiday thing. You love to travel.
I think it's a very underestimated thing that getting away from your environment, how important that can be.
Yeah.
Because in your environment you have obviously everything around you, all the pressures around you, day to day, they're always there. And as soon as you walk out of that environment for a period of time, they disappear and you get a totally different perspective. And a great example of that is that when I'm abroad, I can do the same amount of work in 4 hours that will take me 10 when I'm in my office at home.
Because you're forced to focus, aren't you?
Exactly. I look at it and I go, this is what I need to do. It has to be done by this time because I'm going out. So, and it is done. You just focus and do it.
Yeah.
And the worries around you kind of disappear. So yeah,
it's very true.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.